hopefully we can appreciate a ksozin of Chaim after having done the sugya over a good few days. We have this case of going to kiss the Shabbos. If he did a hadbah in Rishus HaBailim, he's chayiv, because the Isser Geneva came before the Chil Shabbos. The Gemara discusses that in terms of Akira Tzorach Hanacha, Akbar Tzorach Hotzah. That was how we got into this. We have the Sefer of the Brice of Megar V'Yotze. In that case, the Kinyan Geneva and the Isser Shabbos came together, and that's why you're pater from the Kinyan Geneva, because the Kamed Rabbin. Exactly how does it work as far as the Kinyan Geneva? That's where we have the continuation of the Sugi here on the base. And we have three approaches in the Gemara as to why there's a Kinyan Geneva. After all, Pashtus, we're talking about Meshicha. The Gemara asked the Kasha. You have to be talking about taking it to Rishus HaRabim, otherwise you don't have a Chil Shabbos. So Meshicha, Rishus HaRabim is in Kona, the Gemara asks. So Manafshach, if you can have a case of Meshicha Rishus HaRabim, you won't have an Issa Geneva at all. If you have a Meshicha to Rishus HaYachid, then you don't have a Chil Shabbos. That's the problem. And the Gemara provides three solutions, three mahalchim to resolve the case of the Megar V'Yotze. Why there's a Chil Shabbos and Issa Geneva. The first approach given the Gemara is that we're talking about Sidei Rishus HaRabim. We're going according to the Tana Rav Elezer, who holds Sidei Rishus HaRabim, Kiv Rishus HaRabim Dami Lugabi Shabbos. But nevertheless, it still is good enough to have a Kinyan take place in it, because it's Lo Shchichi Rabim, so it's similar to a Simta. So therefore, the case works out. You will Moshech it, and Sidei Rishus HaRabim, you can have a Kinyan Geneva, you can have a Chil Shabbos, they come together. Second approach is Ravashi, and Ravach agrees with Ravashi. Ravashi learns the case was Sirif Yadol Matim Migimu Bekiblo Kidirava Dama Rava Yadashom Hashibu Karba Rava. So, according to almost all the Rishonim except the Rashbam that we saw in Baba Basra, we're not discussing Kinyan Meshicha here, according to Ravashi. In other words, the Sugya Baba Basra discusses this case in terms of Dvarm Shadarko Bagba. Ain't nicknamed the Meshicha, how can you be calling the Meshicha? The Gemara obviously wasn't discussing Ravashi Sukimta, according to most of the Rishonim. Ravashi is discussing a Kinyan either of Yad or of Hagba. And what Ravashi is doing is showing you that you can have in Rishus HaRabim a Kinyan Geneva, and you have the Chil Shabbos, and it comes together. How do you have the Kinyan Geneva? You have it because the Yad, it went from one Yad into the other Yad. And at the time that it enters the Yad, you have a Hanach of Shabbos and the Issa Geneva. Exactly what is the nature of the Kinyan? So we have different ways to learn it. From Rashi here, Rashi elsewhere, different Mashmos and in the different Rashis that we're talking about, Kinyan Yad or Kinyan Geneva. The Gemara brings Rava as a support for this, and Rava talks about the notion of Dalet al Dalet for Hanach of Shabbos. And exactly how does that help us? So we had different drachim, and Tosis assumes that the Kinyan has to be Yad, and the point of Rava, it could be a whole separate answer, not a support for Kinyan Yad. We know Kinyan Yad is a Kinyan. So Tosis has other ways to learn Pshat of Kidda Rava. It's not really a support for Kinyan Yad at all. According to Rashi, one way or another, it has to support either the Kinyan Yad or Kinyan Hagbah that Ravashi is discussing. The problem seems to be perhaps the fact that it's below Gimel, or something else. Stamazai Kinyan Yad maybe wouldn't be a Kinyan. So we see in Rava that it has a Chashivas, and it could be Kona, Gomata Migimel, and that's what Ravashi is coming to say. We have the Bibasachas between the Kinyan Yad or the Kinyan Hagbah together with the Chil Shabbos. Again, the Rashbam and Baba Basra learns even Ravashi is Medin Meshicha. So that's Ravashi's Ukimta. Then we have Ravina's Ukimta. Ravina says that we're talking about Meshicha B'Shus HaRabim, and Meshicha B'Shus HaRabim is Kona. Some Rishonim assume Tosis Reh, Tosis in Baba Kama, that Ravina holds really that Meshicha is Kona B'Shus HaRabim for all in Yanin. Others suggest, Tosis over here, the Re and other Rishonim, the Ramban, they note that Ravina is limiting the notion of Meshicha B'Shus HaRabim to something like here, to a Kinyan Geneva, which is only a Schayet Ba'onsin, so therefore even a Hotsa Meshus HaBailim that didn't have in it Hachnasa Meshus HaGanef, even a a Meshicha B'shutz HaRabim would be good enough to be Schayi Ba'onsin for Geneva, and that's the Ukimta of Ravina, and that seems to be the Pashtus in the Rambam, because the Rambam does in fact Paskin Meshicha B'shutz HaRabim is not Kona, and still seems to work the Ukimta of Megar V'yotze as a case. They took it B'shutz HaRabim. This is the perspective that we get on the case of Konev Kis B'Shabbos and Megar V'yotze from our sugya in Ksubis Laman Alfam Beis. But Torah, of course, is very deep and very multi-layered, and this very same case, the very same analysis of this Braisa appears in different places, from different angles than that of our sugya. And so we have to know, and this is where the Gadlus of Torah and the complexity of Torah, the Amkus of Torah comes in, when you try to look at the very same situation and try to put together the various sugyas. So a little bit of that is what we'll try to do today. The sugya in Shabbos Tzadi Alpha Mabez discusses this Braisa from the perspective of an inyan of Hotzaas Shabbos. The notion called Eged Kli. There's Eged Kli, there's Eged Yad. Eged Yad comes up a little later on in that Gemara. Tosfos made reference to it in terms of his Pshat of Kedarava, so we actually did mention it there. What is Eged Yad? What is Eged Kli? If you have a Hotzah, Meshuska Reshus, but even though in some level there was a Hotzah, but on another level, the thing that you are Motzi has retained some kind of connection and is bound up and associated with the old Rishus. In what sense? So an Eged Yad situation would be Eged Guf, that means that the Guf is in one Rishus and the Yad is in the other Rishus. So to what extent do you see the Yad is autonomous from the Guf? And that's what comes up later in the Gemara, and the Gemara distinguishes between Umata Megimel and Malam Megimel, that even according to Rava, that it's Lo Shmei Eged, there's a difference, and that's what Tosfos referred to in explaining the Kedirav of our Gemara. But before the Gemara gets to the discussion of Eged Yad, there's a discussion of Eged Kli. Eged Kli means you have a vessel that crosses partly over the dividing line from Shusha Yachav Shusha Rabin. So the Kli is still not completely transferred to the other Shus, but the contents of the Kli have been transferred. So for example, the Kli has small items in them. It's not one big, long item. So it's possible that some of the contents have already crossed the border and been transferred to the other Rishus. So if the Kli is filled with Kishuim V'diluyim, of course, then the long cucumber, squash, whatever it is, so it's also not been taken to the other Rishus. But if it's filled with mustard seed, so obviously there have been things that have been transferred, but then again, it's part of a Kli. It's in a Kli, and the Kli hasn't been transferred. That's a big sugya of Eged Kli, Shmei Eged, below Shmei Eged. If you say Eged Kli Shmei Eged, that means that it still retains a connection, a bond to the old Rishus. Therefore, you're not violating Hotzah, even though the contents have been transferred to another Rishus, but we don't view that as a Hotzah, because we have to look at the larger context of the Kli. The Kli has not yet crossed the line. That's called Shmei Eged, so there's no Hotzah. Says the Gemara, Fekra Bibar Baye, if that's true, if you hold Eged Kli Shmei Eged, so what are you going to do with this case of Gonev Kis B'Shabbos in the case in the Sefer that says that Megar V'yotze is Pater? Because in the case of Megar V'yotze, the Isig Neva Isig Shabbos Aboin Kiyachad. So we have the Chiv Tashumin of Geneva, of Chiv Onsin, coming simultaneously with the Issa Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara, you go Gonev Kis. Now, when you go Gonev a Kis, you have the money inside the Kis, and you have the Kis itself. The Issa Gedaitach, says the Gemara, the Eged Kli Shmei Eged. Then Kadim Le Issa Gneva Le Issa Shabbos. Seemingly, you have some of the, before you get the actual Kiss completely over the dividing line, so you already have the mouth of the purse, which gives you access to the coins inside, already over the line. There in Rishus Arabim, you've now been mechuyev in Geneva for those coins that you've already transferred, because as far as Geneva is concerned, you now chayiv. Now, we have to know what kinyan is the Gemara thinking about here. What is the Gemara thinking as far as the case? We have Ravashi, we have Ravina. That's very unclear in the Gemara, and this is where the letter of the Torah comes in. But you have an Isser Geneva, you have a kinyan Geneva on the coins that crossed. But what about Shabbos? As far as Shabbos is concerned, if you hold Eged Yad, Eged Kli, Shmei Eged, so nothing has happened as far as Chil Shabbos until the entire purse has been transferred. So how can the Vaisa tell me that I have a basis of Kamadrav Mineh? Because the two Chiyuvim came simultaneously. If you're going to say Eged Kli is Lo Shmei Eged, so then whatever came over the line is Chayiv for Shabbos, that's fine. But if you hold Eged Kri is Shmei Eged, then Chil Shabbos hasn't happened until the entire purse has crossed the line. And the Kinyan Geneva, whatever Kinyan you want to call it, again, that's not clear in the Gemara what the Gemara is thinking. That's where we'll have to soon go. But whatever Kinyan Geneva is, that took effect as soon as the coins that you have access to have crossed to the other Rishus. So therefore, the Gemara is asking the Kasha on the Sefer of the Braisa, why is it in fact Boi Kiyach? So the Gemara starts working with Ukimtis in this Braisa. Suddenly the Braisa is not the same Braisa as we thought it was. It's not the Sugya Ksubas Lamed Aleph. This is the Sugya in Shabbos Sadi Aleph. What's the case? So the Gemara starts by saying, well, you might be right if Afki Derech Piv. If the manner in which you took the purse out from the Rishus of the Bailin was with the mouth of the purse facing you, and that crossed first, and then of course the coins are there ready and accessible to you as you cross into Rishus HaRabim, that's correct. Then it comes out the Chiyuv Geneva will come first, but that's not the case of the Braisa. The case was Da'afki Derech Shulav. So if it's Derech Shulav, meaning the bottom of the purse, not the mouth of the purse, so as Rashi explains, so you're not kone with your kinyan. Rashi calls it kinyan hagbah. He's thinking about Ravashi. We'll soon see. You're not kone because you don't have access to the coins. You can't get it out. In fact, the Gemara, yes, you could, but ikam makom chalma. The stitching. So if the stitching is over the line, all you have to do is rip it. It's not the official opening, but it's easy enough to open the stitching and take it out that way. So you have that. The Gemara says, Vinaska. Naska means a long stick. What's the kesef? We think we're talking about coins? No, we're talking about a bar of silver. So what does the Gemara mean? That you haven't gotten that either, because the contents of the purse go along the entire length of the purse. It's not as if there are separate coins inside the purse, it's one bar of silver. That's called naska. Naska is like a piece of metal, piece of silver. Naska dravava, right? Naska. Chatichos arukos. So those pieces are still inside. So you haven't gotten into your hand, you haven't gotten your kinyan on the kesef either. Elamai, what does it wait for? When you get everything over the line, so you have everything. You have the purse, you have the contents of the purse, and then you have it together. So the Chiyuv Geneva is going to have to wait for the Chiyuv Shabbos, because otherwise you haven't yet taken the kesef either. Fek the Gemara, no, but it came in the Ika Shansin. Mapikle ad pume vishari vishakil. Vishansin agidi migavoi. In fact, the Gemara, you have straps. So what's the kasha? Kasha is, even if the entire purse is crossed over, but the strap is presumably still in Rishus Hayachid. So now you're pulling it from the mouth. Okay, fine. So you're pulling it from the bottom of the purse. So at a certain point, though, the mouth will cross over, Once the mouth crosses over, then what can you do? You just open it up and take it out. Take out the bar, take out what's inside. But what still hasn't crossed? The straps. So weiter, you have the chi of Geneva coming before the chi of Shabbos, because the straps is what holds back the chil Shabbos because of Eged Kli. The straps are still in the Odrishas. So the Gemara says, the Lech HaShansin, unusual case, no straps, or the straps are surrounding the keys, so that when the purse crosses, everything is crossing with. So what comes out of this Gemara? A whole series of Okimtas. This case is not what it appears to be. The case of going to Kish B'Shabbos and Megar V'Yotzei, that Yipata from Geneva, has to involve the case that was, you took it out Derech Shulach, not Derech Piv, and it's a bar of silver, and the straps are not there, or they're wrapping it, all these Okimtas. So of course, one of the questions that everyone tries to figure out is, so what's Pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam simply quotes the din of Megar V'Yotzei as a case of Komet Rav Minei without any ukimta whatsoever. As far as the Kinyan, the Rambam's mashma, it was Rishus HaRavim. And that would seem to go with Ravina Vasugya. But as far as anything else that you're having more Shabbos, the Rambam doesn't in any way relate to it. No kimta, no naska, no derech shulav, no mention of the straps. Why not? Why does the Rambam work with you kimta of the suit? Now, let's backtrack a minute. The premise of the whole Gemara and Shabbat Adi Aleph that forces us to make all these akintas in the Braisa is this kasha of the Gemara, that why is it called Boim Keachad? After all, the Issa Geneva came before the Chil Shabbos, because Eged Kri Shmei Eged. So Chil Shabbos hasn't happened yet till the entire purse crosses over, is transferred. But the Geneva already occurred, because you have already the Kinyan on the contents of the purse, on the money. What Kinyan are we discussing? What Kinyan Geneva are we discussing? So you read the Gemara, you really don't know. Now you have to remember the Gemara Ksuvah Slamet Al. So we have possibility that we're talking about Kinyan Meshicha. According to Ravina, Meshich B'Shus HaRavim, it's Kona, Chol Pachas for Geneva, it's Kona. And you have Ravashi. According to Ravashi, Meshich is not Kona B'Shus HaRavim on any level. We're discussing a case of Tzir of Yado. And Tzir of Yado, Pachas Mikim Utfachim. And we can be discussing, seemingly, Kinyan Yad or Kinyan Hagba. So when the Gemara is asking the Kasha, that the Kinyan came before the Chil Shabbos, and therefore more forces itself into all these Okimtas, so that it doesn't work out that way, that they do come together, they coincide. What Kinyan does the Gemara imagine is happening of Geneva? If you look at Rashi, quite honestly, full disclosure, this is why the Ksos might be difficult at the end of the day, because as parrots, because of what Rashi himself says, but Rashi quotes the Gemara Ksuvis. Just like we noted the Rashbam in Baba Basra, when the Gemara quoted this Braisa for its issue, Rashbam gives us a full disclosure of the Sugyan Ksuvis. So Rashi does it in Shabbos. Rashi says, "Hay Megar V'Yotzei Shelo Kenah B'Hagba Elu Be'Otsa MiBeis HaBaylim." Rashi starts by saying, as opposed to the Reisha where it was a Kinyan Hagba, he says, it wasn't Hagbah, you took it out. Patur mitashlumin. By the way, it's mashma a little bit that we're not discussing Hagbah, even what he's going to say soon. Now let's see. Shari Issa Shabbos, ubitsubis parech. Ida afki rishus arabim, Issa gneva leka, the rishus arabim lav makam kniyahu. Umuki lav et side rishus arabim. So Rashi says, the Gemara there in Ksubis, our Gemara, says it's talking side. Rashi quotes the first answer. So we're talking about Mashiach, Letzidir Shisarab. And it works with Letzidir Shisarab. Mashiach works with Letzidir Shisarab. Okay, that means it's certainly not Hagbah, but it's Mashiach, and it works with Letzidir Shisarab. Rashi continues, Inami, Shetzir of Yad Elmata Migim of the Kibla. This is Rav Ashi. Now Rashi doesn't quite say what the Kenyan is, but he does bring Rav Ashi in as compatible with the Gemara's Kasha over here. Gemara's now going to ask a Kasha on this Brisa of Kadam and Kisneva. And Rashi sets it up by saying that the Gemara Ksubis explains, and he brings the first two answers of our Gemara, how to explain the Kenyan Gneva. Either Tzidev Shesarab, which would be Mashicha, or Tzirev Yado. And Rashi doesn't say here what it is, but Rashi, in the previous Dibra Maschel, says that this case is Lo Kana Bahagba, which is a bit of an indication, a tip-off, that Rashi perhaps understood Rav Ashi's answer as not a Kenyan Hagba, but a Kenyan Yad. Maybe, for the two Rashis together, unless you say Rashi only meant it vis-a-vis the first answer of the Gemara in Ksubis, that doesn't sound so plausible. Pashtus Rashi sounds like, it's not Agba, what is it? So, it's something else, and Rashi tells you what the something else is, either Mashicha or Tzirev Yada, which would be Yad. I'll call upon him. What does seem clear in Rashi, though, is that the Gemara could be asking his Kasha whether it's a Kinyan Mashicha, or Tzirev Shesarabim, whether it's Tzirev Yada. Now, there's a number of interesting issues that are raised here, and there's a little bit of an overlap in Rav Chaim and the Ksos, so we'll see how that works out, and we'll see some of the interesting contrast between, you know, what they're saying. Maybe we'll start with the Ksos, because you have all the information you need at this point to have known to have read the Ksos beginning to end, which is always a nice feeling, you know, when you go through a piece of Ksos and you realize whatever the, you know, the loose ends might be and the loose links might be, but nonetheless, a Ksos is a Ksos, and Ksos has a certain beauty to it. So what does he do? He starts on this case, which is what the siman is all about. Choshen Mishpat Shin Nun Aleph. The whole siman is one sif, and what is the heading of it? Din Hakonif Kis B'Shabbos. That's the discussion. So this brisa finds its way into a siman in Shulchan Aruch. So the mechaber brings the din. So it tells us he was Megar V'Yotzei, Meshus Abay, Meshus HaRabim, V'Avdo Sham, so there'd be a Ptur of Kamid Rabim in it. Yesh Ganav Shepata Milishalem, Ve'eze Zeh Sheba Imata Shulman Chiyuv Misa, Kigon, Akonik Mishpishavis, and the Yukimta, and the case of Megar V'Yotzei. Doctic shows, Perik Elunaris, the Gemara tries to figure out, where did you take it? The Gemara says, Shesarabim, then you have Shabbos, you don't have Gneva. Shesayachid, you have Gneva, you don't have Shabbos. Am Ravashi, and Ravashi comes with his Ukimta of Tzirev Yada. Kidderav. Quotes Rashi, Kidderav, the words of Rashi, Kihecha, the Le'in and Shabbos, Chashiv Makom, Yin Miknami, Chashiv Makom, Kihud Be'omam Mishlosha, and so on. Fact, the Ksos. Ikal Medak, Misugi the Shabbos Perkam Asniyat Sariyal, the Puig Abay of Rava, the Eged Klish, May Eged, Umaksh, the Gemara has the Kasha, Vibar Bay has the Kasha, May Hai, the Gonim Kis B'Shabbos, and so on. That says, Isa Shabbos and Nibban Kiyachad, and if we say Eged Klish, May Eged, Kodim Way Isa Gnevel, Isa Shabbos. Rashi explains, Kevin Shod Si Mikzaso, Kana Ko Amos Shemichutz, Shabachutz, Yochot Yedach Piv. So he quotes to Rashi, as soon as you take the mouth of the purse over, you right away have the kinyan of all the money because you can take it out of the purse. Umishani da afki derach shulav. In fact, the Gemara still hikam makam chelma, the stitching benascha kimidik shansin, the straps umasik derech shansin. Okay, that's the sugi. In fact, the Ksos, a very interesting question. We have Rav Ashi's explanation of the kinyan being sireif yada. Sireif yada. So the kis and the money goes into your hand. So l'chayra says Ksos, you have a kinyan because it came into your hand. what is a principle that we know about when something goes into your hand? There's a principle called Kiman de Pasik Dami. Ufima da Amas, Kishitsir of Yad, Omatami Gimel, to have a Kenyan Machmas Yad. If you have a Kenyan of Yad, and you have something in your hand, Gabi Yad, the rule is, Koma Shabiyad, Kiman de Pasik Dami, Kidi Isa Perkam de Bamitsia, Hai Sudra, Kiman de Pasik Dami. This is a very basic notion. Let's say you want to make a kinyan with somebody, you give them a sudr, kinyan chalipin. So you can give them the entire sudr, and then they're makna you something, they're makabel kinyan. Or you can give them a portion of the sudr, of the beged, which is the size of a sheer beged. What's the minimum size of a sheer beged? Three fingers by three fingers. Gimel etzbos by gimel etzbos. And even if you don't take the entire sudr, but that's enough, says the Gemara. Hai sudra came in the toughest bay, shalosh el shalosh, that's called v'nasin l're'ehu. Why? The command of pasik dami. That's the Gemara in Bamitzia Dev Zayin. It's seen as cut off from the rest. What's in your hand is set aside and detached from whatever is outside the hand. It's not seen as connected. So the Ksos asked the question. What did the Gemara answer along the way in terms of the Yukimta? The Gemara said, the Gemara asked that you have the stitching. The stitching crosses, so you can still take it out through the stitching. The Gemara says, we're talking about not coins, but bars of silver. So the bar of silver is still partly in the Rishus HaYachid. Yeah, but some of the bar of the silver is in your hand. But if we're talking about Kinyan Yad, it's in your hand, so Kiman de Pasik Dam. So that part, your Kona, it doesn't matter if the rest is still the other Rishus, but that part is in your hand, it's separate from the rest. So therefore, what did the Gemara gain? With the Ukimta of Naska. Because still, the Kinyan Geneva took effect on the part of the money, of the bar of silver that's in your hand. The Imkain, Benaskanami, is a Geneva Kadim. The Kevin Shigia, Mixasa Liyado, Kani Lai Mixas, Afil Benaska, the Commander Pasik, the Isser Shabbos, Laviad Nafekakula. Here the Kasha that shows everybody, right? So what did we gain with that Ukimta? One of the Ukimta's in the Gemara is a case of Naska, but still Commander Pasik them. So the Ksos makes a very interesting cheshbin to answer this kasha, and it's based on his reading of Rashi. As they point out on the bottom of the notes here, the Beis Yaakov, the Nesivis, asked this kasha over here in Finart on the Gemara Ksuvis, and Rav Chaim, as we'll see, also B'toch HaDvarim deals with this question. Rav Chaim is going to resolve this question by saying, we can anticipate, we're not discussing Kenyan Yad, we're discussing Kenyan Hagba. And with Hagba, we don't say Kiman de Pasik. Why don't we have Kenyan Yad? That's another question that Chaim doesn't address. What does Ksos do with this question? He says, we're going to answer it by understanding Pshat and Rashi in our Sugya. What exactly is the Gemara doing by saying Kidderava? That Ravashi says, Sir of Yadu Kidderava, that Rava says, that Yadu Shaladim is considered Kimakam Dalid Gavi Shabbos, Gavi Hanacha of Shabbos, and so too, therefore, there's going to be a Kenyan here as well. What do you need Rava, and what is Rava solving for us? So we discussed this, of course, we had Svaris to say Pshat and Rashi. And we noted this Pshat as well, and the Ksos is going to run with it. The Ksos says that the problem here is Hagba can work pachus migimutfach. That's Shitas Rashi. Even in your hand, not going to help. Pachus migimutfach. So this person was seer for yadel matam mishlosa. So it shouldn't be a kinyan, and that's why I need help with the din of Rava. What did Rava say? Rava said that the yad has a chashivus of makam dalit. So what does it mean? So how does that help us over here. Sesek sos pshat b'shem de magine shlomo hearing suvis b'shitas rashi. Hagbah can work b'pachas mishlosha only by get. Get being the exception. Get is a different standard. Get works by karcho. Get you can have even pachas mikimutvah. But this is not get. So how can you have a kinyan? The answer is because Rava tells us that Yad has a chashivus of Makom Dalet. This Yad is getting a chashivus to become a hanacha, to become a Makom Hanacha for the Chol Shabbos. Once the Yad is taking on a status of a Makom Dalet, Lugavi Shabbos, so we say Migu, that has a din of Makom Dalet for Shabbos, it has a shame Yad to have a kinyan as well. To override the problem of Hagbah, Pachas Migimel, we need to come on to the fact that the Yad becomes significant halachically for Shabbos. In other words, it has to be discussing case of Shabbos. For the kinyan Geneva to be a kinyan, it has to be because of Shabbos, because it's Shabbos. And therefore, the Yad has relevance, halachic relevance, for Hilchas Shabbos to be deemed a hanacha al gabi makom dalet. If the Yad takes on chashivus halachically al gabi Shabbos, it takes on chashivus halachically al gabi kinyan. A whole different reading Rashi. Not that we're using Rava to somehow explain and shed light and inform why there could be a kinyan here. It's not just information in the abstract. It's the fact that the Yad is conferred with the halachic din of Hanacha, of Hilchas Shabbos, that you can have a kinyan work. That's a very interesting take on Rashi. It's a migu idea. And he says we find it many places. Migu the chashiv l'ay, chashiv l'ham. So what is Iksos gaining now? What he's gaining is interesting in cheshbon. Because it comes out that you can't have the kinyan geneva unless you have a hanacha of Hilchas Shabbos. If there's going to be something that's going to hold hostage the Chilul Shabbos, you won't have the kinyan geneva either. What's holding hostage the Chilul Shabbos in our sugya? In Shabbos Tari Aleph? Eged Kli. So to the extent that I don't have a Chilul Shabbos, so I don't have a hanacha and Agabi Makom Dalet in the Yad with the halacha of Rava that Yad is Chashivu Kedalet al Dalet, because I don't have yet a Hotzah, let alone a Hanacha, because the Hotzah needs that everything has to be the Rishus HaYachid. So if I don't have a Chilul Shabbos, I don't have a Kinyan. So maybe the Kasha falls away. The whole Gemara's Kasha doesn't exist, according to Rav Ashi, in effect. Because you can't say that Kinyan Geneva came first. The Kinyan Geneva, according to Rav Ashi, can only be a Kinyan Geneva if there'll be a Chilul Shabbos. That's the notion of Migu, of Rava. Kinyan Rava is Migu, the Havi. Makom Chashuv for Shabbos, it will be considered Makom Chashuv to be a Kinyan Yad, or Agbah, you have to know what to call it, a Kinyan for Geneva. So I don't have the Chilul Shabbos, I won't have Geneva, Arya.
Wait, isn't that how Tosfos understood Rashi? I mean, Tosfos asked the question,
Tosas didn't answer for Rashi, so I have to know what he
asked. Asking, like, why? Just because we say Hashivas for Shabbos, why should we therefore extend?
Yeah, but I don't know that Tosas was understanding Pshat and Rashi like the Magen Shlomo that we say Migu, because we do find, as he says, other places that the Gemara says in Sukkah that if something is considered halachically a dolphin for Sukkah or for Shabbos, it can be a dolphin for Sukkah. So we do find that idea. Tosis, maybe I missed Rashi. It's not Rashi saying that we see in Rava such an idea that can now inform us of that. Can you Tosis, why does one have to do with the other? But the Tosis is saying Pshat, so we could try answering Pshat and Rashi. We tried. We said the Rashba, we said the Pnei Yeshua. The Tosis is saying, B'shem, the beginning Shlomo, that Rashi doesn't just use Rava as a way of conceptually helping us understand why there should be a Kenyan. And not have a barrier to that kinyan. It's not just a conceptual benefit that we see in Rava. It's the fact that Rava's din applies over here halacha l'maisa. that we can therefore have the kinyan. It's like those cases of nigu da havi dofen l'shabbos, havi dofen l'sukkah. Nigu that it's considered to be a makam dalet for Shabbos, it's considered to be enough to be able to make a kinyan, to affect a kinyan as well. So I have to be able to have the chil Shabbos. Now, understand, it's a very important ha'ara. You should really be asking. The Divi Yecheskel asked it, and they pointed out in the ha'aras. Where is this taking place, Rabbo say? This Tzirev Yadu. What did Rabbi Ashi say? Where is it taking place? L'mata Migimel. Now, L'mata Migimel is always what? It's always lovely. So, do I really have a problem of Malkum Dalit here in this very case? Do I have a problem of Malkum Dalit? No, it's Samach Gimel Karka. It has the Dalit al-Dalit of the Karka. So, do I really have, when you need Rabbis Halacha to make the Malkum Dalit of the in the Yad, if I have it anyway, then seemingly I don't even have Rabbis Halacha operating because I have the Dalit al-Dalit of the ground. So how can you even say Migul? Migul is saying I have to have the din of Rava and Ochel Shabbos in operation, effective, and therefore I can also carry over the notion to Kenyan, to let the Yad be Kona as well. But is it really the Yad that's becoming Makam Dalet, or do I have a Chil Shabbos because it's some Chil Karka, Gimut Fachim? That's what Achronim asked on the Ksos, and I think the defense has to be that it's true that without the Yad you'd also have a Hanacha because of the ground, but when I have a Yad, where's the Hanacha, in fact? The Yad. So it is going to be a Hanacha on the Yad, which is Malkum Dalet. It's not that the Din of Rava is not relevant here because I didn't need it. If it's the Yad, then the Hanacha is in the Yad. Then I have a Malkum Dalet in the Yad, not in the ground. That's what the Ksos will have to say. Otherwise, he hasn't said anything. It is Nigel, because the Maisa, the Hanukkah, is in the Yad now, not on the ground. Could it have been Hanukkah on the ground if the Yad wasn't here? Correct. It would have been. But if the Yad is here, then the Hanukkah is the Maisa in the Malkum Dalet of the Yad. So it's not like the Halacha is not manifesting itself. It is. You could have done without it. But the Halacha of Rav is manifesting itself, so if it can therefore trigger the Migu to allow the Kenyan as well. I think this is what the Ksos is saying, but now it's not the full answer. Now, what he's really saying is, according to Rav Ashi, the Gemara had no kasha to begin with. His kasha was that Kimanda Pasik Dami, so what are you helping with Naska? You still have Kimanda Pasik Dami, the Kenyan Gneva still came first. The answer is, turn it on the kasha on its head. What do you mean? You don't need to come out to Naska at all. You're saying you have to come out to the Teretz of Naska, but you're not going to solve the problem because you still have an Issa Gneva first. You don't have an Issa Gneva first, according to Rav Ashi. Because according to Rav Ashi, you only have a Kinyan Gneva because you have a Chil Shabbos. So the Gemara could never have been asking the Kasha to begin with from the get-go. According to who? According to Rav Ashi. So what was the Gemara asking to begin with? That's where the Ksos is going. Before he goes there, though, he just gives us the Fitumo along the way, an answer to Tosus Kasha on Rashi in our sugya, in the fringe benefit of this pshat. Tosus says, why did Rav Ashi have to talk about Lamata Migimel? Why not talk about Lamala Migimel? Right, as Tosus set up the case. And there would be Rava would be helping us for both. The answer is, no, if it's Lamala Migimel, then it wouldn't be simultaneous. Because once you have Lamala Migimel, then even if it's the case is Naska, but what are you going to have in the Yad? If it's Lamala Migimel, then the Kinyan can be, we don't need to come on to Amigo. Then the Kinyan can be Kaman de Pasik Dami, straightforward. The only reason why you need to come on to Amigo of Rava is because it's Lamala Migimel, you can't have a Kinyan Lamala Migimel. So Lamala Migimel, you have the Kinyan of Yad, you have Kaman de Pasik Dami. And then you have and then Naska won't help you. And then we're stuck. Then we're not going to be able to explain why it's Vasachas. So that explains, answers Tosus Kasha. So now, what was the Gemara's Kasha to begin with, says Iksos Vim Kain? The Gemara's Kasha of Isau Gedaitach Eged Kli Shmei Eged Kadim Yisigneva is only a Kasha according to Ravina, who learns Pshat in the Brises Kinya and Mishum Mashicha. And according to Ravina, the Terence is that it's talking about a bar of silver. And for that, the halach is you have to be Moshech everything. And the bar is still probably in the Rishus Hayachid. And you haven't yet moved the whole bar over. So yet kona b'mishicha yet. That's why it's ke'echad. But according to Rav Ashi, that it's mishum yad. So there you need to come on to migu. According to the migu, then you know you need to have the chilus shabbos in order to have the isa geneva. The lo tiksi kal mi eged kli. So success. That's why the tour doesn't have to say any conditions about eged, about the gemara, because he goes with the kinta of Rav Ashi. The Ksos concludes, however, the Rambam, he doesn't know what to make of the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, Megav Yotze doesn't bring lo piruka de Rav Ashi, lo de Ravina, and not the Ukimta either. That's not 100% correct, the Rambam did presumably give the Ukimta. Which Ukimta did the Rambam give? Ravina. That's what they point out again on the bottom of the Achronim. Pashta the Rambam said, Rishis Rabbah, that's Ravina. But it's true, the Rambam did mention the Ukimtas of the Gemara. Okay, that's where Chaim is going to come in. But the Ksos has an interesting take on the Kaman de Pasik. The Kaman de Pasik problem is solved because we're dealing with Nigu of Rava, and Nigu of Rava necessitates the Din of Rava to be operative, which means we need to have the Chilu Shabbos that actually exists because of the Din of Rava in order to have the Kinyan Geneva. If I'm not going to have Chilu Shabbos because of whatever technical problem, like Eged Kli, I'm not going to have a Kinyan Geneva. Therefore, I don't have no need for Rav Ashi to any of the Kittas of the Gemara at all. And therefore, the whole Sugya is only according to the Kimta of Ravina. What's another weak link in this in terms of Pshat and Rashi? Rashi himself! When the Gemara quotes the Megar V'Yotzei to ask the Kasha of the Viva Abayi, what about Eged Kli? Rashi sends us the Ksuvis and gives us the Ukimta of Meshicha, Dafka, not Ravina, but the earlier Ukimta of Meshicha, with Sid Meshach Sarabin, or the Ukimta of Rav Ashi. So the Ksos is working out an answer here, beautiful in Cheshbit, beautiful in Svara. It's a Chidush in Pshat and Rashi over here, but it's also difficult to say that the Gemara's Kasha was not a Kasha according to Rav Ashi, when Rashi himself is Mitzayin Rav Ashi's Ukimta on that very Gemara that quotes the Braisa. Presumably the Kashi is according to Rav Ashi. Okay? So again, that's where one can certainly start quibbling with the Ksos. But that's the basic Ksos beginning to end. Questions from before? Yeah?
Two questions. The first one is, what would the original Kashi of Rabbi?
The original Kashi of Rabbi Barbaya, Eged Kli Shmei Eged, so the Issa Gneva came first.
If we don't say that. What would the question be?
If we weren't
to the Ksos in the end, we're saying that
the question would be because the Gemara is going Aliba that the Pshat of the Kenya that we're discussing is Kenya Mashiach. He calls it Ravina, it could be Ravina, it could be the first Pshat also Sarabin. It's Kenya Mashiach. And Kenya Mashiach, you have to do Mashiach on the entire thing you want to be Kona. And the Gemara says that we're talking about a kiss that has bar of silver in it. So now, if the kiss is still in Rishus Sayachid, so there's no Chilu Shabbos because of Eged Kli. But neither is there a Kinyan Geneva, because you are not Moshech the entire Chafetz. The Chafetz is the Naska, but you only move some of the Naska. You didn't move yet into the Rishus HaRabim, or the Tzid Rishus HaRabim, the entire Naska. So therefore you're not calling it the Naska. So that's the Gemara. So that's where's Bevasachas. So the whole Gemara is only going to logically make sense within the Kinyan being Mashiach. But not if the Kenyan is Yad, according to Rashi's Pshat, that the Kenyan Yad is only a Kenyan Yad because of the Chilu Shabbos. If there's a Chilu Shabbos, then you have a Kenyan Geneva. But if there's no Chilu Shabbos, then you have no Kenyan Geneva, so the Gemara can have no Kasa according to Rav Ashi. The way he understands Rashi, that it's a Migu Halacha, the Cheshbon is perfect. But then it comes out, the Gemara didn't ask the Kasa according to Rav Ashi, but Rashi's Mashmah, the Gemara did ask the Kasa according to Rav Ashi. Okay? That's why it calls us for another explanation. But meanwhile, we are touching on an interesting question that the Ksos raised, and that is the question called Kiman de Pasik Dami. That seemingly, if some of the Chafetz is in your hand, so that should be seen as distinct and detached from the rest, in which case Vayter, the Chiv Geneva came first. This is more or less, hopefully more, of what the Ksos does here for us. Yeah. Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim is coming at this issue from a different angle, and he's going to raise additional issues, but he's going to find problems in the Mashiach side of the, to learn that the Gemara is asking, according to the possibility that it's a Kinyan Mashiach, Rav Chaim's going to have problems in that regard. For Rav Chaim, it's going to come out that Dafka the Gemara is asking the Kasha, according to Rav Ashi. What about Kamad the Pasuk Dami? He'll have to deal with it too, and he has an answer. That's where it's going. So Rav Chaim, this is considered a relatively small Rav Chaim. It's not even a full page, right? What is it? Three paragraphs, right? Okay. Just to understand what he does here. So the Rambam gives us the case of Gonev Kis and Megarev Yotze Kamad Rabine. Good. Without any Ukintas that are stated in Shabbos, Sadi Aleph and Beis, Sadi Beis and Aleph. That's the problem. The Gemara has all these ukintas, derech shulav, no stitches or whatever, or you know, and the straps are not there. Not no stitches. There's a naska case with a bar and the straps are not there and so on. So I don't understand. The Rambam paskins, like the Manda Amar, Eged Kli, Shmei Eged, Perek Yubeis Hilchos Shabbos. So if that's what the Rambam paskins, then the Rambam should have certainly been dictating the conditions that were given in the Gemara, Tzadi Aleph and Beis, Tzadi Beis and Aleph and Shabbos, that if Yod Eged Krish Me Eged, then the case in the Garav Yotze is only going to be true that it's coinciding the Chi of Shabbos and the Chi of Geneva if these conditions are met. The Rambam omits all those conditions. That's the springboard for Rav Chaim. Why doesn't the Rambam bring the ukintas of the Gemara in Shabbos? According to the Cheshbon of the Gemara, if you hold Eged Krishme Eged, you have to make these ukintas. The Rambam passes Eged Krishme Eged, and he doesn't make any mention of various ukintas in the Gemara. Zot Rav Chaim, Vanir Lo Mebazeh. Let's go back to the question. The Gemara's question was, "He's chay b'isa geneva, kodem shiyotzi es kulo." But wait a second, we have to deal with the problem over here too, because you want to be kona the contents of the purse, the money, but the purse belongs to the bailiff. The geneva, the purse has not been drawn yet to the, you know, over the line. So you have not been kona the purse, and the Gemara is asking that you're still kona as a geneva, you're kona the money. But l'chora, this gets into the question of mishicha b'kelev shamocha. Let's say you do a mishicha to be kona, let's say mekach u'memka, but the item that they do Mashiach on is situated b'kelev shamochem. And you do a Mashiach. Are you kona the chefetz that you want to be kona, that you were Moshech, but the chefetz that you want to be kona the Mashiach is found b'kelev shamochem? So you have to say, of course, yes. L'fima de kaimulon, the Mashiach b'kelev shamochem mahanya. I think you guys have it. You have the page Pevav Amid Aleph. You have Pehe Amid Beis. There's a little Tosfos. Dibar Maschil Lo BeKelav Demoche. The Gemara has an ukinta there in the case in the Brisa. Kelav Demoche says Tosfos Masma Mehacha. The Meshicha Moeles Lokeach BeKelav Shemoche. Because it says that if you're motzi merishuso, the Gemara is discussing a kinyan chaser, kelav shelokeach derishus mocher. But the Gemara says it's not a raya. It says derishus mocher lo kana atziag biena o sheitziena merishuso. So it sounds like kelav shelokeach. The Gemara says it's not a raya, because what's the case? The case is it's not a kelav shelokeach at all. It told him that Kalev Samocher. And what does it say? You're not Kone unless you do what? Hagbah or Meshicha. That means that you take something that you want to buy that's found in Kalev Samocher and you take it out to your Resus or Simto, whatever, you Kone. Tosis is Medayik that you can have Kinyan Meshicha on something you want to be Kone even if that thing is found in Kalev Samocher. So if Chaim says, obviously, for the Gemara to be asking Kasha, that the Issa Geneva came first. When you crossed the line and the contents are already in the new Rishus, in Rishus Arabim, whatever, but the purse is still in the old Rishus, so the Mocher still owns the purse. And the Ganef is Kone, the money. So we're assuming that Kalev sell Mocher, you can still do Meshicha on the contents. Okay, so that sounds good. It's not Pashit, you should know. But, okay, let's wait for a second. It says Rav Chaim, okay, so you have to assume that. Because if not for that, you would not have a Issa Geneva before he finishes the Meshicha of the Kis. Because you have to do a Meshicha on the entire thing. And Meshicha Samos, it's still be Kalev Shel Bayil. And you didn't yet have a Kinyan on the Kis. So you don't have Kalev Shel Lokeach or Kalev Shel Ganef. You have Kalev Shel Bailim and you have the Ganef having a Kinyan on what's inside. But Fekt of Chaim is still not good. And here he has an interesting premise. He says, Vine Nire. Let's say you do a Meshicha on something that is found in a Kli of the Bailim. And you do the Meshicha not on the outside container, but only on what's inside, and you move it from one corner to the other. Could that work? Seemingly, says Rav Chaim, Kalev Shel Bayil is a chutzah. So what did you do? You took the contents, the money, into Rishus HaRabim? No, you didn't. It's still found within the chutzah of the Bayilim. It's still within his kli. Just like you can't have Meshicha b'rishus Bailim, because you haven't taken out of his Rishus, you can't have Meshicha b'kelev shel Bailim. What do you mean? Tosa says that you can have Meshicha b'kelev shel Bailim, b'kelev shel Mocher. What's the case that Tosa was discussing? You want to be Kona fruit. The fruit is found in the cup of the Mocher. In the Rishus of the Mocher, you're not going to be koned with Meshicha. If you lift it up, you're koned the fruit. If you take the cup out of Rishus of Mocher into a Simta, then you're koned the fruit inside the cup, even though it was Kalev Shel Mocher, but testosis, you can be koned what you're koned with Meshicha, even though the thing you're being koned is the Kalev Shel Mocher. But what did you do the Meshicha on? On the Kli itself. The Maisa Meshicha took place on the Kli, but you're not being Kone the Kli, you're being Kone the Chef. Says Rav Chaim, what's Pshat in the Gemara's Kash? That you should be, Kinyan Geneva should come first. What crossed the line? Part of the Kis, some of the money, but the money that your Moshech is found in Kalev Shel Mocher. I understand that you can have Meshicha be Kalev Shel Mocher, but when? If I do a Maisa Meshicha on the entire Kli, I can be Kona even what's inside. But here I didn't do Meshicha on the Kli because you have to move the whole Kli to Rishus HaRabim. V'hadi kainalan be Kalev Shel Mocher mahani Meshicha hainu dafke eichad asa Meshicha gam be Kalev Shel Mocher. And then you can be kona what's inside. I'm moving around the thing in your chatzah. You are clear as it is in your chatzah. What did I do? I didn't take it out of your chatzah. Some of the money's on the other side of Rishus HaRabim. No, where's the money? It's still surrounded by the chatzar of the Bailim. It's in that kli. That kli hasn't moved. if that kli now becomes part of the Rishus HaRabim. So even though the kli is still owned by you, but that kli is found in the Rishus HaRabim. So now it can be kona what's inside. But it wasn't Moshech the entire purse, only some of the purse. So what's going on there? What's the Gemara's kasha? Ufizeh haretik shikan ahad parech v'ha yisagnei v'akadim. How could the Gemara ask that the yisagnei came first? Ha'kozman shelo mashach es hakis kulo lachutz imkein lo asadayim meshicha be'akis v'imkein afim hamos shebetoch hakis nimshachu kulan v'meshe mashach es hakis ksas. Even if whatever amount the coins have been completely transferred to Rishus HaBayim, you did meshicha on the coins. But wait, the kis didn't have meshicha on it yet. Because if there was no meshicha on the purse, it's as if you'd be moving the money within the chatzah of the bailiff. This is Rav Chaim's laser kasha on the Gemara. Again, you have to know if everyone agrees with this assumption. One could perhaps start thinking, no, if Kalev shel mocher works to be do meshicha on the to be kona what's inside, maybe you only need to do meshicha what's inside. I no longer look at it as it's within the chatzer of the bag. Or take it a step further. Maybe not necessarily. Maybe Rav Chaim is correct in general that you can't be kona the contents of something. The meshicha, if you're not mosech the kri itself. Even, but what's different about this kinyan? What kind of meshicha are we talking about? We saw yesterday. For what purpose is this meshicha being kona? Not absolute kinyan, but kinyan ugabe gnevus chayva onsin. Maybe the problem of chayv is identified will grant it as a problem in general situations. But maybe the standard for kinyan meshicha by gneva is less. A bit of a support to this I found in the Ramban over there in that sugya, Sari Aleph, not on Rav Chaim's chesaron, so to speak, he did do meshicha on the purse, but on the first point. What did Rav Chaim say? Obviously, we're assuming meshicha works b'kelof shel mocher, and he brought a tosis to that effect. Not so simple, right? Tosis says it sounds that way. The Ramban points out as well that apparently the Gemara's kasha is assuming that you can have meshicha being kone the kelof shel mocher, because the kis is not yet acquired by the ganef. It's still partly in the, he hasn't been moshech the whole kis, and yet he's kone the money, the Gemara asks. So the Ramban says, first he says, meshicha kone bekelof de mocher, but then he says, ikel meimar, the Sviralan commanded Mukil of Mesechus Ksuvis, but the Afki Rishus Arabim, Ulin Mikna Mamas Lokani, Milin Geneva, Machayim, Mikim, the Afki Mesuse, U Mishamachi Maxi Hacha, Kadim, Le Isa Geneva. It sounds like the Ramban is saying, if I'm reading correctly, you can take a look, that he's using this Ravina in our Gemara to explain why it's possible to ask the Kasha that Kadim Le Isa Geneva, even if I wouldn't ordinarily say that you could have Meshicha b'kelof shel mocher, but here I could. The same way Ravina says that you can have Meshicha b'shus harabim by Geneva, as Rabban understands Ravina. So we have the right to say that you can have a kinyan Geneva b'kelof shel mocher, even though normally it doesn't work. We saw yesterday the Rabban seems to say that b'nogeya the sugya in Bava Basra of Dava Shadaka Bagba and Nikna the Meshicha b'Geneva might be different. This Ramban might be another application of that, that even if Kelof shel mocher is not good enough by Meshicha, here it would be good enough. If that's correct, maybe I could take it a step further for Rav Chaim. Even if I would say that if you didn't do Meshicha on the Kelof shel mocher, you can't be kona what's inside with a Meshicha if you didn't do Meshicha on the Keli, maybe that's true everywhere, but not by Geneva. So again, you have to know if Rav Chaim's assumption is accepted by everybody. The Chazon Ish, in his Gilyonos of Rav Chaim, seems to challenge this whole premise that just because you did the Meshicha on the outer Kli, you can't be konen with a Meshicha on what's inside. Who says? He says, from the Gemara's Kasha would seem The afagav dilo mahani meshicha gabi kis chashiva meshicha gabi matbeos shein bachutz. V'chein hadin nosein, he says. The mashach bekelof shel mocher ain't a meshicha bekli. He's not calling the kli anyway. But on mashach betochel, umayich vaslan she'ain kan meshicha bekli. Harim mashach es amadbeos ve'ain akif mevatel es meshicha es amadbeos. That's a chazon neshis ha'ara. This words of Chaim gaining. You do a ma'aseh meshicha on the kli, but you're not kona the kli. You're only being kona what's inside. But Chaim apparently still requires you to do a ma'aseh meshicha on the outer kli in order that you can be kona what's inside the kli, even though it's kelof shamocha. And Chazon is, what are you adding by doing a ma'aseh meshicha on the kli? You're not kona the kli anyway. So as far as we're concerned, if there's no barrier of kelof shamocher, there's no barrier to be kona with a meshicha only on what's inside, even if meshicha didn't count for ma'aseh meshicha on the kli itself. It's an interesting lamdus and machlokes that has to be obviously thought about in terms of the inyan of kelof shamocher and the nature of kinyan meshicha. Rav Chaim is taking us above a pashut that you can't have a kinyan meshicha on the contents of a kli, even if your whole kelof shamocher is not a barrier, but it's only going to be valid as a kinyan on the contents if I did a ma'aseh meshicha on the actual kli itself, even if you're not being kona the kli. A mocher is, I'm telling you the fruit inside the cup. You have to move the cup. But over here says Rav Chaim, you only did meshicha on the matbea and not on the kis. Hasn't been drawn to Rishus Arab. So he says, it comes out that Gemara could not have been asking a kasha of Kadim Issa Geneva according to the Pshat that it's a Kinyan Mashiach. Oh, so now it comes back to the Rambam. He says, oh, so what's Pshat in the Gemara's kasha? The answer is, Sarach Lomar, Daha Gemara Koi Li'idach Shinuya de Biksuvas. Back to our sugya. The Gemara's kasha is not according to Ravina, not according to the first mahalach of Meshicha. According to Meshicha, there's no kasha. You can't have a Meshicha on the money without doing a ma'aseh Meshicha on the kiss. So what's the kasha according to which pshat of our Gemara in the Braisa? Only Rav Ashi. Notice how opposite it is from the Ksos. What did the Ksos say? It can't be a kasha according to Rav Ashi. And Chaim says it can't be a kasha if the kinyan is meshicha. It's a kasha according to Rav Ashi. The ma'ir should see of yado mat migimel the kibla. The oz kani lo b'chol gavni afshelos a kinyan b'akis. Then you don't have to do a kinyan in the kiss. There's a kinyan through the yad. Then came shabbat parachah gemar the iser geneva kodim. Av inachenami the leyan kinyan meshicha lo kani atzayotzi es kol akis. And therefore the ram is beautiful. The ram doesn't need to make any ukintus whatsoever in the case, because the Rambam doesn't need to say any ukimtis. Why the Ram koi bikini meshicha ukiravina? The muki lo gam meshicha b'akir shesaravim. And we saw that in the Mashmos Rambam, right? Umishem the gam shesarav meshicha kani b'gineva. That's what the Gemara pointed out. The Rambam paskins like the rewords of Chan the Gemara. B'gineva you can have the meshicha b'shesaravim. Ubeze lo kani yachot yis kol akis. B'lavach you have meshicha b'shesar mocher. So the whole kasha doesn't start. The whole need to make ukintis doesn't start. The Ram doesn't need to make any ukintis. That's Rav Chaim's take on the Rambam. But now there's a loose end for Rav Chaim. And what's that loose end? If it's Rav Ashi, then what kasha do we have to reckon with? Command the pasuk dummy. How the Ksos begin? Command the pasuk dummy. So then, if it's command the pasuk dummy, what's inside your hand is separate from the rest. So what the Gemara answer that you took it, that there's a long bar of silver and there are shua, but whatever is in your hand is separate from the rest. So Vaita the Kinyan Geneva came first. So the Ksos, because of that, gave his answer that no, but there's no problem because the Chil Shabbos didn't start until you took everything out. So there's no Kinyan either. Because it's all based on Migel. Chaim doesn't know about Migel. That's not how we learned Rashi. But he says, El the Kasha. So this paragraph is now the kasha of the Ksos in the beginning. The name of the koy lahachti was said to see if yodel matam yas mishlosh of the kiblo im kain mai mishani hagemar de mai biotzi o derach shu of the lomachil miskale v'chei mishani sham benaska. So you took it not with a mouth open facing you, and it's talking about a case that it's a bar, and therefore part of the bar of silver is still in the other resus, in the resus of Yachid, Mikol Makom, Hayado, Kemad the Pasuk Dami, the Kani Bechol Gavni, Kemor Bamashir Dav Zayin, Hay Sudra. So now we're back to Kemad the Pasuk. It says, Rav Chaim will take care of that. Why? The Emes Sarach, Iyon HaKufak Madek Zomasa. The Irish at Sir of Yadu Matam Yisosu Bekiblo. Hare, Kevan, the Biyad, Koma, the Nakit, Biyad, the Kemad the Pasuk, Dami, the Kani. It comes out that everything that you have, your konem shum geneva, everything that you steal, taking into your hand, your konem shum yad, and for Shabbos you need koach hefetz. You're not violating Shabbos until the entire hefetz goes over. But as you start holding into your yad, you have already a kinyan on whatever's in your hand right now. So what's pshat in our gemara, Rav Ashi, to begin with? Im ken ha kadmu yisig nevu yisig shabbos. Ba kochach nireh. Mukhrach is there. What you see, you have to say in our Gemara is, no kema de pasik, because what's the kinyan of Rav Ashi? What's the kinyan? Akbah. Ha de kam at sirav yad al matam yisrosa is not a kinyan yad. It's a kinyan akbah. The big question mark is, why not? That's Chazon Ish's first ta'ar. Why not kinyan yad? Chaim doesn't tell us. My time will have yad. This first point. Chaim says, it's not yad. It's hagbah. Or bagbah, you need to lift up the whole chayfetz. Va'al kein isa shabbos u'gnev bon kiyachad. On that, the answer is, in the Gemara, derech shulav, so you couldn't get to it, you couldn't reach it, you haven't accessed it. But Rashi, now here you see how we learned Rashi. Rashi mefarish, Rashi in Ksuvis, yad. Why does Rashi say yad not hagbah? Because Rashi is of the opinion, like he holds in Kiddush al Chavav, Rashi holds, Tosfos already mentions it too, the hagbah needs to be how high? 3 tefachim. So you don't have a kinyan hagbah. And we're not using Rava to solve hagbah. You don't have hagbah. It's not kinyan hagbah according to Rashi. So, and here it's Gemata Migimel. So what is it? It's kinyan yad. Achin haramba mashma desviru le dilobay shloshet tefachim. Therefore, the gemara could be hagbah. But what's strange? So therefore, the Rambam is good. The Rambam, all the Chaim is the Rambam. The Rambam is good. He doesn't need any kinyan to the gemara shatz because the Rambam passes like Ravina. And according to Ravina, the kasha doesn't start from kadam misigneva because you didn't do mishicha on the purse, so you can't have a kinyan on the money. Finished. What is the Gemara's kasha? According to Rav Ashi. According to Rav Ashi, we have a Kamad Pasik problem. No, we don't. Because it's Kinyan Hagbah. Why isn't it Yad? Rashi holds it's Midin Yad because he couldn't say Hagbah. Umata Migimel. What about Kamad Pasik according to Rashi? Again, Rav Chaim is not interested in answering Rashi. He has to answer the Rambam. That's the loose end here. What about Rashi? What about Kamad Pasik? The Ksos had an approach. But that's a chiddush pshat. And what about kinyan yad according to the Rambam? Let it be kinyan yad. Let the kinyan geneva come first because of kinyan yad. I mean, why can't it be kinyan yad? The Rambam doesn't tell us. Everyone tries to figure out pshat. Why would it be kinyan yad? The Yecheskel is a long siman on this whole piece of Gemara, the Rav Chaim, everything. What is the pshat exactly? Question. Yeah. Yeah.
For the end we entered Rav Chaim, we said it was not a kinyan yad, it was rather hagbah.
Yes, but hagbah is no command of pasuk. You have to lift everything.
But wasn't the whole thing in Shabbos talking about megar v'yotze?
No, but the kinyan, if you don't need a gimel tefachim, it could be hagbah. When you megar v'yotze and it's sirif yado,
isn't it under 3 though still? So
like, it's sirif yado, yes, but you don't need 3. You need 1 tefach. It's enough. He's saying the Ram doesn't need 3 tefachim for hagbah. Again, the problem of Chaim is also going to be the Rashi. When Rashi brings the Gemara, Megar V'yotze, he brings our Gemara. What did Rashi say? What's the kinyan? Rashi says, either Si Dei Rishus HaRabim, what is that? Meshicha. Or Si Rav Yada. So both the Ksos and Rav Chaim have the difficulty that each one is learning the Gemara that it's either Akasha, according to Rav Ashi, not Akasha, if it's Meshicha, that's Rav Chaim. Or it's a kasha only if the kinyan is like Ravina, Meshicha, but not if it's Rav Ashi, it's Ksos. Rashi says both. Rashi says both. So Vayter, what's, so how do you deal now with the questions? So you have to know if all the assumptions of the Ksos and of Rav Chaim are necessarily accepted by everybody. And maybe Gneva is different. Maybe that's why it could be better over here. I just want to leave a little time for something on the parashat. No, I'll speak tonight as well. I have a voice. But one thing, though. Rav Napoli, this you can look at on your own. It's very geschmack. And you can do it, because now you know enough to do it. We saw Rav Naftali about two-thirds of the way through, right? Rav Naftali, when you're doing Chazor, it will come together, I think. Rav Naftali had a yisod about Hakir Tzorach Hanocha. You remember that? Only if it's one maisa, you can say Hakir Tzorach Hanocha. Not if it's two maisim. Instead of Zorach Chet Vikara Shiroyin, that the Chet was Kara Shiroyin, what if it's Zorach Chet and I ripped the garments along the way? Says Rav Naftali, that wouldn't have a Kira Tzorach Hanocha because it's two maisim. And with that, he was Miyashiv Tosas Kasha from the case of Mechira B'Shabbos. Remember that? So that Rav Naftali, the same piece, goes on from there to the Sugya Shabbos Adi Aleph, to the Rambam who omits the Ukimta of Naska, and the Kasha, if the Rambam holds Eged, Kli, Shmei Eged, why does the Rambam leave out Rav Chaim's Kasha? Why does the Rambam leave out the Ukimta of the Gemara? Naftali uses his Yisod to answer for the Rambam, the Hektim, another Kasha, which I mentioned very quickly 2 days ago when we read the Gemara. Namely, the Gemara's Kasha that we're dealing with right now, that the Ksos and Rav Chaim are saying, is only a Kasha according to one Manda Omar and our Gemara. The other Manda Omar, what's the Kasha? That affect the Gemara. If Eged, Kli, Shmei, Eged, so then Kodim Issa Geneva, because you got the money over the line, and the purse is still in the other Rishus, and so there's no Chilu Shabbos yet, but it's still Geneva came first. So therefore, you should be chayiv for Geneva. What do we ask? What happened to what halacha? Remembers? As soon as I read the Gemara, I asked you the Kasha. How could the Gemara be asking Kasha, but it's not simultaneous, the Geneva came first, but still it should be Pater. Why? Akira, Tzorech, Hanocha. When did this Geneva happen? It's along the way, right? You're doing the Akira, you haven't gotten it all completely out, but it's seemingly Akira, Tzorech, Hanocha. So the easy answer is, according to the what? It's the bas. Good, you could say that. Rav Naftali has a yishuv, and he says with that, with his yisod, it's clear that you don't have Hakir Tzorach Hanocha, and then the Rambam would be able to omit all the okindas because the Rambam can hold its putter because of Hakir Tzorach Hanocha. That's the rest of the piece of Rav Naftali that we hadn't done yet. You can look at it for your own edification, and you'll see the Timtzanachas. You'll see it, you'll appreciate it. Okay.